Welcome to Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia. This podcast is a collection of messages designed to help you grow in our three anchors of real devotional life, real community, and real responsibility.
We hope that you enjoy this message and that it encourages you in your spiritual growth.
My hope is that your Chi Alpha house, if you live in a Chi Alpha house, a lot of you live in Chi Alpha houses, not everybody does, but if you live in a Chi Alpha house, my hope is that when people step into your house, they step into a different kingdom. That they step into the kingdom of God, that when they walk in there, that they enter into the temple because God's people live there and God's spirit is at work there in a unique way. And so as a result, they experience something unique when they come to your house. Let me ask you a question. When people come to your house, what do they experience? Do they experience what they would experience at any other house on grounds? Or do they experience a different kingdom where the rule and reign of God is prevalent, where the ethics of the kingdom are evident, where the love of the kingdom is flowing, where the grace of the kingdom is flowing, and as a result, they're blessed when they come in? Or do they step into a place that is just like everywhere else on grounds? Anybody thinking about housing right now? Anybody? Yeah, yes, I see that hand. Okay. If you're thinking about housing for next year, I want you to talk at length. I want to encourage you to talk at length about the vision for your house. I can tell you God's vision for your house. I just can't tell you your vision for your house. I know what God's vision. You know what God's vision for your house is? Is that your house where you live and the group of people you live with would be a little temple. That it would be a house that when people walk in, they would experience the kingdom of God. Now, here's what you're going to have to talk about with the people you sign a lease with. You're going to have to talk to them about, okay, how is Jesus going to be the king of this house? What does it mean for Jesus to be the king of this house? What does it mean that the Spirit of God dwells in our midst and is among us? How will that change the way we live as a house together? You're going to have to ask those questions. Which means it's going to impact the rhythms of your house. How are we going to come together to show each other love and grace and support and spur each other on? What's going to be the rhythm of this house to live this out? You're going to have to talk about what are the ethics of this house? How are we going to live differently? What will be a part of this house? What won't be a part of this house? If we're going to be a place where people step into the kingdom when they step into our house, what ethics will our house look like and model? By the way, if you're interested in how to do that, we have a document online that could give you a lot of good questions to ask about. But the point is this. As you sign a lease, I want you to know who you're supposed to be here at UVA and form a house that will model God's intent for your community. Okay? And then maybe we'll have houses that are salty shacks and camps of hope. Right? Some of you will get that, right? Right? Are you guys following me? Right? If we will agree to these things and say, this is who God wants us to be. This isn't my idea. This is God's idea.
Thank you for listening to the Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia podcast. For more information, you can visit our website, xaatuva.com.